Hey, hi, hello, greetings, welcome. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. I'll stop with the salutations now. You're here. That's all we want. Happy to have you along for the ride. It's Dave from the morning show. And of course, all the best stuff that took place on our airwaves this morning. The Flyers lost, the Sixers won, and we're still Super Bowl champions. So no one's freaking out right now in the sports world. There's a new place for you to be a parent and a degenerate all at once. John had that story this morning. And then we also took a trip to Ohio and tagged along with some sad saps on a bus trip. There's a sewer blockage in England that caught our attention. And we hit our social media over the weekend to ask you the best car sing-along songs, of which we announced the winners today and made you guess for the second most popular one, seeing as the first was, well, kind of a given. And it's Monday morning, so we rounded up the stupid humans in society and did away with them. Thin the herd, of course, like we do every Monday morning. Have a listen, folks. Here you go. All the good stuff right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
It's going to be even nicer today than it was yesterday.
What?
I mean, yeah.
How is this possible?
I know. Which, you know, I was going to assume that the two of you would play golf this afternoon, but.
Later this week.
I guess that's out.
Why?
Yeah, what's.
Don't you have to go home and babysit or something?
Oh, yeah. Well, I have to go home and move bedroom furniture from my wife's aunt's house to my house.
Oh, that's a fun afternoon.
That's even worse.
That's a fun afternoon after spending an entire night walking with a baby strapped to your chest.
No, not even strapped to my chest, just carrying him.
Just carrying him.
Yeah. Oh. We were at the game yesterday.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
The Flyers.
What a Flyers game, huh?
Well, for 30 minutes or whatever it was, yeah.
First two periods were pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Money's then, worth.
Until the three minutes left in the second. Listen, it's a better team. I'm okay with this loss. One, because I can watch the Sixers at home versus working game 7 here at the station. Yep. And two, because it tells this Flyers organization that they're not anywhere near a Stanley Cup contender.
Yeah, okay.
Versus going out and saying, oh, let's just go get like a Paul Coffey at the end of his career or right guy, wrong time, which they've done for 40 years now.
Don't hold back, Steve. Don't hold back.
I deserve it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How does he do it? How the hell is he doing?
102.9 MGK.
Here's something. Talking about you taking Belgo while carrying him around at the hockey game last night. All right. This is something that the two of you might be interested in. It seems that this woman, Jenna Dush, who lives in Greenpoint up in, is that Queens or is that Brooklyn?
Oh, God. I forget.
I think it might be Brooklyn at that point. Anyway, she noticed that whenever she would go into a bar, right, she would be in there, and there'd be other, you know, adults with children with them, mm-hmm. and every baby was miserable. They were all unhappy. They were all squirming. They didn't want to be there, right? So she came up with the idea of opening up. You're going to love this. I'm telling you, you're going to love this. She opened up the Little People Party site, right? Which is they took over an indoor soccer court, right, with fake grass and all kinds of stuff. That is attached to a bar.
Okay.
All right. So every day people can come by. Monday through Thursday, Monday through Wednesday, it's just a play area. But Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the bar is open, and parents can go in, get a beer, get a drink, or something like that, while the kids just run around screaming and yelling.
Yeah.
All right?
Genius.
It's the local playground. Sure.
Yeah. She added, the reason I think I need a beer these days is because my kids make me crazy.
Right.
You know? So, and they're already running ads.
Looking for a smooth, stiff drink that goes down faster than a toddler at nap time? Then look no further than Jungle Jim Beam Whiskey. Aged in playrooms with hints of building blocks and Purell wipes, this whiskey is perfect for sipping while little Timmy plays with his buddies. Garnish it with drool and snot and other various yuck-yucks, and you've got yourself a little sip of heaven. Mmm, that's num-nums. So reach for the drink that'll make playtime even more fun. Jungle Jim Beam Whiskey. Please drink responsibly.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
ahead of us, of course, is the Dog Walk. It's on the 5th of May. It's at Green Lane Park, where it's been for years now. Just a beautiful, beautiful, a jewel in Montgomery County, Green Lane Park. And it's a day we put together to promote better dog ownership and the work of the animal shelters and rescue groups in our area. It's a great day to come out with your dog or come out on your own. We just have a lot of fun. There are so many events that take place, a lot of things for your dog to do, a lot of things for you to do. And, of course, maybe give a helping hand to these animal shelters and these rescue groups. Crooked Eye Brewing, who had some real fine beer at the Local Only Beer Fest on Saturday, they will be there with a beer garden. Tito's Homemade Vodka is one of our sponsors, and they're going to have sampling going on. So you could have a really good day, folks. Two Men in a Truck will be one of our sponsors as well. And, of course, we are in the search for the mayor of Dogville, and you still have time to get your dog in. You got all week this week, because on Monday we got to bring it down to the finalists.
Okay.
And then we'll have a couple of days of voting, and then one dog will be – I got to tell you, I'm having such a hard time. There are so
many good ones that came in.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't check it out yet.
Right, right. There's this Harlequin Dalmatian. I don't know if you've been to the page, Cindy, but there's this Harlequin Dalmatian that's
a cool coat.
Right. There's a Shih Tzu who is in the, who's in like a jacket and tie. He's very mayoral. All right. And then there's this woman from Delaware, right, who said this is an Irish wolfhound. And she
big dogs
and her and the dog, you've got to see this, and right, her and the dog are dressed like Wayne and Garth from Wayne's World.
Oh, I love that lady. I saw her. Yeah.
And it is absolutely perfect.
Yeah, she nails it.
Absolutely perfect. But just some great dogs. And I love the shepherd puppy who's discovering snow for the very first time. He's in total freak out. So get your dog into us. If you want to find that page, just use the keyword mayor, and it'll take you right to the page so you can see all the dogs. We've got over 50 dogs registered so far, and your dog could end up being the mayor of Dogville. You get a $200 gift card to buy your dog all kinds of gifts. And, of course, there are autograph cards, and they get to be paraded around the entire site as the mayor of Dogville. And, of course, they get that important mayor sash handmade by John DiBella himself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've been making it for years because I just don't trust anybody in the promotions department.
The John DiBella Podcast on Philadelphia's number one classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I guess we all have. You ever been on a bus trip?
Sure.
Yeah, Cindy, you ever been on a bus trip?
Yeah, ages ago, yeah.
Yeah. Steve?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, Traveling to different
games and stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
But any great distance? Ever go any great distance?
No. Right, Scranton.
Right.
Oh, no, I did.
Is that your Liberty, maybe?
We did, for baseball, we all went all the way down to Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right,
nice.
All right. And does anything described suck more than a long bus trip?
It can be pretty brutal.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, this one's even worse than that. On a trip from Cleveland to New York, the bus was delayed for 3 hours. So you can only imagine, right? Cleveland to New York, that might be about 6 or 7 hours, right? You're halfway there and you haven't even left yet.
Yeah.
All right. And then add into the mix mechanical problems that led the driver to head back to Cleveland.
Oh, the worst.
All right. All right. No. That's not the worst. He went to Toledo. He went to Toledo.
His way's broken.
Which is 114 miles out of their way, right? And then, bus gets fixed, and now they leave for New York, right? They could have walked there faster.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
Hey, Asin.
Mm-hmm.
Not being aware of women's sizes myself, all right, how big is a size 14 underpants?
Well,
in underpants, on the larger side,
on the larger side.
Yes.
All right. All right. I mean, could someone jump out of a building and you could save them?
I'm not sure about that.
Are they that big?
I don't think they're parachute size necessarily.
Well, no, the reason why is because of the damage that was avoided because of a pair of a size 14 underpants.
Really?
A woman named Eileen was almost responsible for a nasty sewer disaster in the UK, all because of a pair of size 14 underpants. All right. Alert workers at the Hayden Sewage Treatment Works found the granny panties with her name etched in them. Right. They were stitched inside. Yes. Well, you know, you don't want them to get confused with all the other size 14 panties that are out there in the laundromat or something like that. And they were able to fish them out just before the blockage happened. All right, so I mean,
wow! Shout out to Eileen.
Yeah, let's hear it. Yeah. Come on, Eileen. All right, but they also went on to say they're adding it to their list of things that they found in the sewage system, which includes a collection of tennis balls and a completely broken down motorbike. Who flushes metal parts down the toilet? That's absolutely insane.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
So we're going to get to the best car sing-along songs. And number one may be a little obvious. Oh. That's why we're going to have people take a shot at number two, what the number two song was on our list. We've got a top 10. People were voting on our Facebook page. And of all of the correct answers, I'll let you text in to MGK, what you believe the number two song was on the list, and we'll pick somebody out of all of the correct answers and give them a John DeBella Show prize pack. We'll give them a Booyakasha t-shirts, bunch of videos.
We got a bunch of Oscar-winning movies in the office.
Yeah, we got a bunch of stuff. We got some great music videos also.
Yeah,
you know,
I think
behind the scenes,
Tremors 5 is one of them. I think
I heard good things about that.
I think that won the best picture.
Yeah.
For best picture ever made.
About things popping out of the ground. Yes, indeed. So you can text in now what you believe is the number two song on the best car sing-along songs. And we'll get to our top 10 list and let you know what number one was, according to you, our listeners. Time to close down the text board for what will be the number two song. I think the number one song is far too easy.
I agree.
And it was a good suggestion, Steve.
Thank you.
To say use the number two song. See if people can figure it out. And from what I see, it's a battle between two people.
Oh.
Everybody has got a lot of guesses coming in, right? But we are now done, and only two people have figured out what the number two song is. So we were talking about this on Friday. We were talking about it sometime last week, and we said, gee, you know, what songs you like to sing along in the car, especially after we did the cartoons things last Friday. And we figured, well, you know what, why don't we ask you guys? Why don't we ask the listeners? So we put it up on our Facebook page, and you could nominate anything that you wanted to. So we'll give you the top 10, working down to the top five. And let's start with, okay, Tom Petty's American Girl.
Yes, okay. That would be Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi.
Right.
Next, Born to Run, Bruce, of course.
Baccaruta or Barracuda, for those of you who like to pronounce the right way.
Free Bird.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then number five, coming in from Beatle Fran Stelman.
Beatle Fran Stelman, yes.
He didn't go with a Beatles song. He went L.A. Woman.
Okay. All right. Linda Miller went with Hotel California at number four.
Coming in at number three from Bill Shaw, the song Radar Love, which I would have to agree upon with Bill.
All right. And coming in that number two position, ladies and gentlemen, which really gets the drum roll.
I'm shocked by this.
Me too. This is crazy.
I really didn't see this.
Felicia Teske. Yeah.
Right.
Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Right. And only two people went with that, although a number of people went with it as a nomination.
Yeah.
But only two people figured that out this morning. And coming in and the number one position, and isn't it obvious?
Is this the real life?
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
In the herd, in the herd.
The only way that this makes sense is this guy was either on a whole lot of drugs or he's legally blind. Spoiler alert, he's not blind.
Okay.
Got it. 29-year-old guy in South Burlington, Vermont, named Michael Gonzalez, ordered a pizza last Sunday and thought he saw the delivery car pull up. So he went outside and walked up to the car to pay for it. It's not clear why he didn't just stay at the door, but somehow he failed to realize that it wasn't the pizza delivery guy. It was a cop car. Not an unmarked cop car. Full-blown cruiser, lights, signs, everything on it. The cops ended up running his name, and he had an outstanding warrant, so they arrested him and found a small amount of heroin and ecstasy in his pockets. To make things worse, they realized that his friend, who was with him, also had a warrant out for his arrest for petty larceny, and they arrested him too. Both of them are due in court on Wednesday. There's no word on what happened to the pizza.
In the herd.
Over to you, Steve.
All right, well, we should all call our grandmothers a bit more often. A guy named Cody Clements in Memphis, Tennessee, is in prison. And Saturday, he asked his 68-year-old grandmother, Sarah Griffin, to smuggle him in a cell phone. He had a friend put the phone in a bag of Doritos, gave it to his grandmother. She passed it to him while visiting him in jail, but a guard saw it. So the guard said, I want to look inside that bag of Doritos and see if there's anything other than Doritos in it. Well, guess what?
What?
There wasn't a cell phone in it.
Oh, that's good.
No, it's because it was a bunch of meth, ecstasy, heroin, painkillers, all wrapped in black electrical tape. Now, Sarah told the guards she didn't know that she thought there was a cell phone in it.
Right, right.
She didn't know about all the drugs. Well, she now faces up to 6 years for a contraband charge, while Cody is in there only doing 3 years on burglary.
Oh, my God.
In the herd.
Dave?
All right. There's a 37-year-old woman from Montville, Connecticut, named Janice Gabco Bowles, and she worked at Kohl's as their shoplifting prevention supervisor.
All right.
But she was arrested a few months ago for shoplifting. It turns out she stole 100...
At Kohl's?
At Kohl's, yes. 135 different things were stolen from there between March and December, and then returned for cash, possibly Kohl's cash, it doesn't say. But surprise, every time she was returning the stolen stuff, somehow the store's surveillance cameras had a glitch.
Well, really?
Yes. She wound up stealing more than $55,000 from the store. Her managers eventually found out, and she was in court yesterday for first-degree larceny charges.
In the herd.
Lastly, 49-year-old Robert Sicali is a judge who lives in Islip, New York, and around 9 o'clock on Thursday morning, he was busted for breaking into his 23-year-old neighbor's house and stealing her dirty underwear.
One of these.
Apparently, he didn't realize that she was home, and when he walked into the room, she saw him, and he ran out.
Right.
She calls 911. The cops catch him down the street pretending to knock on someone's door with several pairs of dirty underwear in his pockets. Right, he was in court on Friday and pleaded not guilty to burglary, but he also admitted that he'd stolen the women's underwear several times before whenever he felt, quote, the urge.
Oh,
he's been removed from the bench, and he could be in prison for 15 years.
In the herd.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Sing.
102.9 MGK.